This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, November 29, 2016. This is the 213th anniversary of the birth of Christian Doppler, best known for his explanation of perceived frequency variation of sound and light waves, known as the Doppler effect. From theitemlive.com, a male suspect in an armed robbery in Lynn has been shot by police and is in surgery at Mass General Hospital, according to Lynn Police. No officers were injured. Police responded to a 911 call at 3:47 a.m. reporting an armed robbery at Linway Gulf, 525 Linway. According to Lynn Police Chief Kevin Coppinger, the suspect went into the station located at 525 Linway and told the clerk he had a gun. A violent struggle ensued. The suspect fled on foot, walking the southbound side of the Linway until crossing at 451, where he was approached by Lynn Police. The suspect, who had his hands in his pockets, according to Coppinger, was ordered by police multiple times to show his hands. The suspect did not comply, and one officer discharged his weapon. Coppinger is quoted as saying, "We had information that he was armed with a handgun." The suspect was taken to Mass General. The clerk was shaken up but not hurt. There were no injuries to the officers involved, but Coppinger is quoted as saying, "As regular protocol requires, the officer was taken to Union Hospital." Masconomet High School students might be going to school at a later start time. Bill Newell has that story.
The school start times debate is in full swing at Masconomet Regional High School as a special committee considers whether to recommend a later start time than the current 7:35 a.m. Ariana McNeil writes on today's front page of the Salem News, "The committee, which is reviewing recent research on the benefits of later start times for teenagers, is expected to make a recommendation in the spring. No changes would be made, however, until September 2018. Quote, "There is lots of moving parts," according to Bill Hodges, a school committee member who is chairing the school start times advisory committee. "We very easily could determine that, yes, we would like to do something, but the consequences of doing it could be worse than the issue we're trying to solve. Most teenagers can't fall asleep before 11 p.m., according to a presentation made to the committee by Dr. Judith Owens, a neurologist at Boston Children's Hospital. Moreover, they are programmed to wake up at 8 a.m. or later," she said. "Adolescents who don't get enough sleep," Owens said, "are more prone to suicidal thoughts and depression and more likely to get into a car accident or be injured during sporting events or at work. While some may think that a later start time would force students to cram homework and extracurricular activities into a shorter period of time, the research doesn't seem to back that up," Hodges said. "Studies show teenagers are more efficient when they are rested." Presently, the district is tossing around options ranging from no change to the starting time to a half hour later or to much later, according to Superintendent of Schools Kevin Lyons. "Looking at student stress levels is also key," Lyons said. He said that it's not unusual for a student's day to include a bus ride, a full day of classes, extra help after school, followed by a drama rehearsal or sports practice, perhaps a club meeting, and then homework. "There's lots of stress and anxiety among students," he said. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports, North Shore Today.
All righty, Bill. Thank you very much. Ethan Foreman writes in the Salem News, "It will be a relief for many motorists and residents headed to and from Peabody and Salem when the long half-closed bridge over the Waters River has fully reopened. State officials and town observers anticipate the bridge should be mostly done by the end of the year after a project to reconstruct it has spanned the past 8 years. Town engineer Richard Rogers said he goes down to check on the work periodically, and when a large crane was removed recently, he knew the project was nearing completion. He's quoted as saying that was a big milestone. When he went by the work site on Monday around noon, Rogers noticed further signs of progress, according to Ethan Foreman. Rogers is quoted as saying, "I think they're getting very close to paving." He anticipates it will be spring before the punch list of items is done and streetlights are put up, but the roadway, Route 35, should be fully reopened soon. The $7.1 million State Department of Transportation project has been off and on since a contract for the work began in the fall of 2008. The failure of a cofferdam system due to soft river soils during the initial round of work was a major contributor to the delay. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, the Gloucester-based nonprofit that has opened new doors to treatment for those in the clutches of opioid addiction is planning to host what amounts to its own open house. The Police Assisted Addiction and Recovery Initiative, which provides financial and coordination support for the Gloucester Police Department's Angel Program and others that model it across the country, has scheduled a community resource night for Thursday, December 8. Services available to all those battling and dealing with addiction, whether as individuals or through family members, will be spotlighted. PARI will also offer training in the use of Naxalone, the drug better known as Narcan, that temporarily reverses the effects of an opioid overdose. Attendees will be able to receive a dose of nasal Narcan to take home in case it is needed to assist a family or household member. This event is slated to run from 6 to 8 p.m. at the PARI office in the Browns Mall building at 186 Main Street in Gloucester, with an eye toward showcasing PARI services and other programs aimed at tackling the ongoing opioid epidemic. The office is directly across Main Street from the Gloucester Police Station, which served as the focal point of the program that allows addicts to seek help without fear of arrest for drug possession. And, of course, Ray Lamont has more on this story in today's edition of the Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.